Well, yes, I think that obviously our commercial arm has moved very, very quickly since the unfortunate demise of Alpari, and to get a shirt sponsoring at this stage of the season, I think it's pretty good work, long-term relationship, and very much looking forward to working with them, and hopefully they have a fantastic relationship with ourselves. Exciting times for us, and obviously as a company they've obviously expanded very well over the last few years.
Big week coming up. You've obviously got injury problems. Could you just bring us up to date with who's in, who's out, who's doubtful?
Yes, it's obviously particularly worrying at the moment because I've got that many. I brought my list in today, this morning. So Reed, Collins, Demel, Henry, Poyet and Carroll lie in our medical room at the moment. So we're not so sure how many of those are going to make Sunday's game. But I think that with such a big week as well, because we've three games in the week, that there'll be very few risks taken on players unless they're 100% fit, because it's a three-game week. Because if I risk anybody on Sunday, and then that may increase the length of the injury, they may not finish the game. So we will go to battle with what we've got that's 100% fit for me on Saturday, and hopefully some of these lads will get fit through next week and into the week after.
Could they all be out?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
That gives you a big problem with the back four, doesn't it?
It does, and that's why we went all out so much from the game finishing against Liverpool, to try and secure a central defender to fill that that gap that was going to be left there with the injuries. But unfortunately, whatever and however hard we tried in terms of a loan deal, we couldn't pull it off. Everybody that wanted to come wanted a permanent deal, and we weren't in a position to do a permanent deal at that particular time. So unfortunately we didn't get anybody in that position, which is obviously particularly worrying on the basis that somebody's going to have to fill in at central defender and stay there for a while perhaps, and hopefully no other players pick up any more injuries at this stage.
Transfer deadline day, a bit frustrating, wasn't it? I mean, what are your thoughts on Tottenham effectively blocking Adebayor's move?
Lots of moves got blocked. Lots of moves didn't happen because the player didn't want to move. Lots of moves didn't happen because the right agreement wasn't achieved. So, from our point of view, it just left us very frustrated, and obviously left Carlton Cole very frustrated, because it was always on the basis that we were having to bring somebody in based on the small numbers of our squad if we were going to let Carlton go. And we even at one stage thought that Mario Zarate was going to come back from QPR, so that didn't happen either. So it was a frustrating time, and it's a transfer window for us that looked like we weren't going to need to do any business, and then by the time we'd finished Bristol City game the week before the deadline finishes, and then finished the Liverpool game, we'd five injuries hitters in those two games. So we were left very short, or are left very short now.
But you do understand Tottenham's position.
I've no problem with Tottenham. Not a problem at all. It's their choice. It's not our choice. It was the only. In the end, it was the only loan we found that was a possibility. All the rest, like I said, were all permanent deals, not loan deals.
Just thoughts on Manchester United. First of all, they've come a long way, haven't they? They've had not a great start of the season, but it seems to have turned it around.
Well, yes, they've had some very good results. I think that the beauty of Manchester United is the goal scoring ability of the players that they have. I think that whether they play good, bad or indifferent, one or two chances, they will definitely put the ball in the back of the net with the quality of player they've got. So our aim is to obviously try to limit that as much as possible. That is made more difficult with the injuries that we've got, but we have to go out there and be tactically very astute in how we go about trying to sustain Manchester United's attack, and then when at all possible, because we're playing at home and played so well at home this season, try and see if we can cause them a few problems with our front line, who've, you know, this year done very, very well indeed. But we can't be over ambitious, because if you lose too many spaces for a team like Manchester United, with the quality that they've got, not just in goal scoring terms but in creativity in midfield, then they'll take advantage of that. So we need to be very disciplined on Sunday.
And just find out what up front Sacco will play if Carroll is out.
We have to wait and see.
PLP.
Sam Ali from PLP. Just wanted to say that I don't know if Van Gaal has quite worked out his starting 11 this season at all. Does that make it difficult for you, in a sense, to judge how to approach the game?
It does, in a sense, because we don't know whether they're going to be with a back three, a back four, whether they're going to be 3-4-3-3, 3-5-2, 4-1-4-1. They've made so many changes to the system over the season, not just game to game, but also why the games are being played. So we'll have to just set the lads out a couple of plans on what the two systems they've played the most and what's brought them the success, and go out, do a little bit of practice against that, a little bit of preparation, and say they may play like this or start like this, and then they may change to that, so, or may start like this, and, you know, so we'll get the lads prepared for that, I think. But as always, our individuals and team ethic must be, we have to play at our very best on Sunday to beat a team of Man United's quality. So if we can hit our best form and produce our best capabilities, then we'll cause Manchester United some problems. I don't have any doubt about that. Whether that's good enough to win, only time will tell.
Thanks.
Sam, you probably felt you deserved at least a point at Old Trafford, didn't you, from that match? Do you dwell on that at all?
Not really. It's such a long time ago. I think that what we have had a problem with this year is obviously not just me, but all of us, is how many major decisions have been gotten wrong this year. I think that across the board we've all been hugely concerned about the number of times that games have been taken away from us by a decision from the officials, you know. And so on that day, because Kevin Nolan's nose was offside, everybody said it was the right decision, but it certainly wasn't in the view of how we're supposed to judge the game. But it was a disappointing end to a comeback when we were 2-0 down. To come back at Man United 2-0 down and get a 2-2 would have been a great boost for us at that time. But hopefully, for us, it's about keeping a clean sheet on Sunday. The longer we keep that clean sheet, the more we frustrate Manchester United, the better chance we've got of winning.
West Ham don't have a great record against Manchester United. I think it's 2007 since they last beat them in the league.
Yeah, Tevez, was it? scored at Old Trafford, didn't he?
Do you worry about statistics like that?
No, because Manchester United's not a team we're expected to beat, so it's in many ways it's a bonus game for us, and it's one where the expectations are not so great. I have more concern about the teams we play who are below us and the players not hitting the level and the form and the standard that they've set themselves. When it's Manchester United, then it's go out and play and give it your best shot, and hopefully on the day you can be better than Manchester United and win, and that makes everybody very, very happy. We've done it twice this year against Liverpool at home and against Manchester City, where nobody expected us to start that game and win. We won those two games. Can we do another one at home against one of the big boys, which would be very nice and very uplifting for us before we play Southampton away on Wednesday, and then obviously just as big a game for us, I think, the FA Cup against West Brom.
Okay, thank you.
Cameron, just a quick one. Sorry, Harry, you couldn't give us just your thoughts on Harry Redknapp's resignation?
I just think it's a shame at this time of the season. I think that, it clearly looks like an act of frustration as well, I think, because no players, I think, like ourselves, were secured in that in that transfer window that was going to help Harry get out of the predicament that QPR are in.
Okay, cameras off, please. Fargo to 11 o'clock tonight.